The WNBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Edge Boost. Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to get started today. Yes, sir. We are back here with another edition of the WNBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You know me, know the voice of the guy. It's me, really real, villain, real, real from Junior here at your service. And I am sorry for the connectivity issues and getting started later today. We are going to hammer through the picks, get you in, because I know we have the NBA Gambling Podcast kicking things off soon. We're not taking a big, deep recap into last episode, but I did have my guy, Gindiana Jones. Gindy, what is going on?
What's going on, man? Just still pumped up after an exciting weekend of WNBA basketball and really excited to follow it up with some more games this week.
Yeah, I'm here from live from the bunker. I'm here. Last episode for me, swept the board. Mystics first half, -3.5, came through right before the Mystics actually blew the game. And the Dallas Wings, I believe Dallas got that win outright. And so yep. you cashed, I think, didn't you have Dallas outright as your dog?
Feel like I did, but I can't. It's been a weekend.
Either way, I'll go ahead and break out the sweet sound effect for me, because Mystics first half -3.5, that cashes. Sparks +336 on the money line comes through as well. We had a great day last time out, and we are back here the next week for another round of WNBA action. Let's go ahead and dive into the first game on the board here. I told you, I'm late. We're not wasting any time. We're getting right into it. We have a rematch of last year's WNBA Finals. The Las Vegas Aces are going to play the Connecticut Sun. Aces are a -5.5 point favorite. Opened up as -5.5. It has now been bet up to -6. 167.5 is the total. Injury report here for these two teams, and we have we have for the Aces, Rakana Williams is still out with that back injury. Do not have anything, at least I don't see anything for the Connecticut Sun here, so it looks like the Sun are pretty much full strength, ready to go. Gibby, you have a rematch of last year's WNBA Finals. As we know, the Aces go on to become the champions. Sun lose Jacquel Jones, gain Tiffany Hayes. That's another additional depth in that backcourt that they so desperately needed. What do you like here in a rematch between the Aces and the Sun?
Go in Aces -5. I got it at 5.5. I know it's 6 now, but I still like it at 6. I think they're going to come out pretty hot after not playing so hot over the weekend. They snuck that win out. I still can't believe they did. But I think they're going to come out pretty motivated, fired up, because I'm sure they heard about it at practice. So,
yeah. So I'd be remiss if we didn't point out that this is the first game of a back-to-back set for these two teams. They are playing this game in Connecticut. And wait, are both games in Connecticut?
Yes.
Oh, I thought only one.
I think both, because I was looking at going at one point, but I think they're both in.
Yeah, they're both in Connecticut. I didn't realize that. I thought it was similar to that Sun, Mystics matchup where it was one in Connecticut, one. No, these are both in Connecticut. Okay, that feels even better about this. I'm just going to take the dog and hope I make money. And that's really it. I don't think that – I mean, the Aces have shown us that if anything – they had to battle back in a few of these games. The Aces, that is. They were down against the Sparks, and they had to battle back in that game. They were up the entire way against the Dream, but they let the Dream come back and make it interesting. And then the Fever were in control and just unable to capitalize. Championship pedigree, star talent, all of that goes into play. But the Fever were in the driver's seat for that game. And so the Aces have shown us something. This is the third straight road game for them as well. It's going to be fourth straight come the next time. So, I mean, Can I see the Aces winning this game? Yes. I think that Connecticut in these two games are going to try to give them something. And it could be something similar to the Sky and the Liberty series that just happened, where the dog covered both times and the Sky just crazy won outright in that second matchup. But they were able to keep that game competitive. Now you were getting a lot more points, but they made that a 2-point game. So I think it's something similar here with the Sun. I kind of feel I think the Sun are going to be able to get up for this game. Breonna Jones is playing a lot more free. That's something that she wasn't doing last time around, because Jonquel Jones was there. She was coming off the bench. I think that now it's kind of like, okay, Breonna Jones, how dominant she's been already to start the season, she's going to be really good. You see AT running the point, getting everybody involved. Tiffany Hayes adds another level of scoring. It could be just a good night and the Sun have it. So I'm going to go with the Sun plus 5.5. I'll probably take them for these next two games, kind of tilting of what I'm going to be doing on tomorrow night when we're breaking down Thursday games. But yeah, man, I think I'm going to roll with the Sun here plus 5.5. Total is interesting. 167.5. No, you're good. I'm just saying I sold myself on the under, and that the Sun plays such a completely slow pace. And while the Aces are going to run, I think that Sun defense is really going to force them to play out the half court. And that's what makes it a close game for the Sun, is that they're not just letting the Aces get these transition, run the score up buckets. It's more of, hey, you got to play out the half court. You got to be better than our defense. And so it slows the pace a lot down. I'm all over the under 167.5 right now. What are you doing?
I'm the same. I bet it yesterday already. I bet it at 167 even. So you got the 25. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's going to be a lower scoring game than we're used to. I think it could be somewhere even in 71, 74, like even that mm-hmm. low. And so if I'm thinking we have 20 some points to cover, I'm hammering this. So
Yeah, no, I agree. That's my favorite play for this game. I'm going to lock. I need to get a lock sound effect. I don't have a lock. Do I have a lock sound effect? No, I don't have a lock sound effect. I need to get a lock sound effect, because I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to lock up the under 167.5 for the Las Vegas Aces and Connecticut Sun. Man, I need it. Maybe I should play. Oh, no, I don't have it up here. Nope, I need to get me a lock sound effect. All right. So let's just go ahead and throw a lock up there. For me, that is 167.5 under Las Vegas Aces Connecticut Sun. Props. What do you like prop-wise? What have you found that stuck out to you?
Yeah, there's a couple. I like Wilson to still go over points. I mean, she is the heartbeat of the offense right now, especially with Kelsey Plum struggling to start off the year. I was going to go with Jackie Young, but I think they're mm-hmm. finally getting smart and realizing that it's been pretty easy mm-hmm. to bet her this year. So they gave her 19.5 with me thinking this is going to be low scoring. Mm-hmm. I'm just going Wilson plus the points. I just think, Wilson over 20.5. She's pretty much been there all year. I don't really see that slowing down. And I also like Wilson's over on rebounds at 8.5. I think anytime you can get her at single digits is I'm always on board for.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, she's gonna have to battle down there. Like, there's no stepping out to the perimeter. They're not pulling her away from the basket. It's gonna be her and against her, Candace Parker, the bigs of this team, against Breonna Jones, Alyssa Thomas. Like, they're going to go down there and be fighting for rebounds. So I did like that play over 8.5 as well. I'm still riding the train, man. I'm not getting away from it. Give me Alyssa Thomas over 6.5 assists, minus 113. We were getting this at plus money. Now it's at minus 113. So, like, looks like they're starting to catch on. At one point, they were just juicing the 5.5 crazy, and I was just cashing free money on the juice. But she's the primary ball handler for this team. She's the facilitator. She's kind of like molded what you see a big in the W with how much she's become a point forward and kind of this kind of hybrid post kind of player. So I'm all over Alyssa Thomas over 6.5 assists. And
I saw really? Gray is at 6.5 assists. I'm teetering. You know, I've played that pretty much all year, and it's hit pretty, you know, I think I missed one game, but other than that, she's hit every time. 6.5, we're kind of in a game like this. I don't know if that's exactly. I think they're going to have to work a little bit harder, so maybe she doesn't facilitate every single assist, especially with they're fine with passing it to whoever. So it might not happen this game.
And finally, I'm on Breonna Jones over 14.5 points at plus money, plus 100. She's gone over this line 3 times this season. And if we go through her points total, 13, 15, 12, 12, 19, 12, 21 in that last game against the Wings. She's been right there. She's going to continue to be there. I do think that the defense is going to be a little bit stronger than the Aces up leading up to this point, but Breonna Jones just has been really, really good and found her stride under the basket this season. So I think that she's probably been the best benefactor of Jonquel Jones leaving, because now she's going crazy. And so I'm going to be on Breonna Jones points as well. All right. Before we get into the other two games that are playing tonight, got to talk to you about Edge Boost, because Edge Boost is the first Bet Now, Pay Later Visa card, currently offering up to $2,500 in betting advances, which can be an extremely valuable tool. Just having an increased bankroll, maybe getting down on futures without tying up your own bankroll for months while the season's going on, anything. Or you can kind of create yourself a middle opportunity or a hedge opportunity. Make sure you tap in with Edge Boost. 0% interest. Again, 0% interest. And support us and Edge Boost, SGPN and Edge Boost, by going to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. That is sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up. Must be 21 years or older. Problem gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, next game on the slate, we have the Indiana Fever, who almost were coming off of a win. Oh, so close to coming off of a win against the number one team in the league. They are now on the road going to play the Chicago Sky. Chicago opened up as a -5 favorite. They are -5.5. 158 is the total injury report here for these two teams. And I see a big fat TBD for the Fever right here. Looks like they're expecting everybody to go. And for the Sky, we know Morgan Burch still out. Rebecca Gardner still out. Isabel Harrison, I'm going to be missing her for a while. So you're expecting to see the same group. Marina Mabry, Courtney Williams, Clea Copper, Alana Smith, Elizabeth Williams, and Dana Evans coming back into the starting lineup after being sick last game. So, well, not starting lineup, but coming back into the rotation after being sick. I saw, who did I see in the chat? Hunter is in the chat talking about he got Kalia Copper 25 plus last game at plus 760. Good hit. 25 plus is plus 560 tonight. And she thinks she found, he thinks he found something from three. Yeah. She was just on fire in that whole back to back with the Liberty. Kalia Copper's always on 25 plus alert, always. And so that's really where we're starting this conversation with the Chicago Sky. Coming off of a really, really big win against the New York Liberty on the road after losing to them by a buzzer beater the game before, Indiana coming off of a really, really good game at home versus the Aces, what's going to give here?
Yeah, this is a hard one because do you trust how the Fever looked in that last game, or are they going to take a step backwards? Did Chicago finally find their foot, or are they still kind of a little bit inconsistent? I got the Fever at 7.5 yesterday. I know it's down to 6. I think this game's – I keep going back and forth, but I think there's a chance that this game is close, so I'm going to take the points. I think the Fever are going to kind of ride that. Hey, we kept up with the best team in the WNBA right now. Why not us mentality? So
I like the Fever, but I like the Fever one. I'm getting a bunch of points with them. This is 2 possessions at this point. I'm rolling with the team that I think is the better team, and that's Chicago. It very much is a letdown spot for Chicago. Coming back home, getting that really big win in New York, coming back kind of on a high there, but I think the Fever are in a little bit of the same situation of y'all just gave all y'all had. It came up short again. Like, you feel like that was a win. Like, I don't think anybody was in there. I'm sure the competitors in them were hanging their heads low, but, like, they felt good about their performance against the Aces. This Sky team is going to be relentless on defense. They are very much so going to be relentless on defense. I think that's going to have an issue, especially when it comes to making sure that Kelsey Mitchell continues to keep going. Will Nelisa Smith be able to have a really, really good time in the post? Is Aaliyah Boston going to stay out of foul trouble? Like, Kalia Copper's coming, and she's coming down the lane multiple times. Is she going to put Kalia Copper on the line and she be in foul trouble and can't get going like we've seen her early on in this season? I think the only reason that – I mean, she's clearly running away with Rookie of the Year right now, but she has room to improve, and that's not fouling. Like, I think more games than not she's been in foul trouble. We've really, really been sad to see it. So I'm going to say that she's in foul trouble today. I think that the likes of Mabry, the likes of – a Kalia Copper, a Courtney Williams, like those girls can get to the rim. And so I'll take the Sky. I think the Sky kind of cruise away rather easily to this win. Sky minus 5.5. That's my play. The unders drop 4 points, and I agree. I think this is an under game. I'm going Fever team total under, because I think the Sky can actually roll, like run the score up and actually drag this over 158, because that's a really low total. I think they can run the score up and drag this over, but I think this defense for the Sky is really going to throw something. James Wade and company at home, like, he's not going to let this group feel content about just beating the Liberty, because they've been expected to be bad for the entire course of the season. So I think that they have another good showing, especially defensive side of ball, and they hold the Fever. I'm taking Fever team total under.
Yeah, I actually like the under on, I got it at 158.5. It's 157.5 right now. Just think again, it's going to be kind of a gritty game. You're hitting on the defense. So I'm expecting a game in the 70s again for this one. Even it could be, you know, I think it's going to be close. It's going to probably be a sweat. It could be the higher half of the 70s. But I am taking the under 157.5.
All right. Any player props? We know Hunter is on 25 plus for Kalia Copper. I'm not mad at him. I think Kalia Copper is good for 25 any given night.
He stole my thunder a little bit. Cause I mean, they're giving plus money on 20 plus even. Mm-hmm. So I was looking at 25, but I think 20 plus for sure at plus 150. Her over on the game is 16.5. I think that's going to be a given in this game. I think that last game she really broke through and kind of, you know, shook off the start of the beginning of the season. And she's going to remind everybody exactly who she is as a player. So I really like the 20 plus, and I might even get on the 25 plus. What else do I like? The Williams rebounds, I know.
Man, they just said 8. They're just throwing a guard here. It's good for 8 rebounds. Like, that's crazy.
It's like, getting to the point where it's like
7.5.
Yeah, it's getting close to okay, this isn't a given anymore. I still like it.
How do we get to the point? Like, what has to happen where we say, okay, we can start fading this 7.5? Because even when she doesn't hit the prop, let me go pull it up. Even when she doesn't hit the prop, she be right there, man. Yeah. She be right freaking there. Like, she's always there rebounding, getting the basketball. It doesn't matter what team she's playing against. Like, listen to this game log. You have 4, okay, 7, 5, 5. Oh, wait, that's assists. I lied. Sorry. 7, 6, 9, 11. 7, 6, 9. Never had a game under 6 rebounds, and it's at 7.5. How do we fade that?
That's, yeah, I mean, and – I like all her props, to be honest with you. They have her at 9.5 points. I mean, she can have 10 points on any given night. It's not like she is the scorer, but single digits always draw me in. The rebounds are drawing me in, and you even read the assist off there instead of the rebounds when you started. Her assists are at 5.5. I mean, she's kind of got her hand in everything. How do you not like almost all those props?
Yeah. Yeah. So I saw it last time. Let me see if Underdog has it again. Underdog had, where's Courtney Williams? So Underdog had Courtney Williams, points, rebounds, and assists, 23.5. I like it. I think that we get, she always has the ball in her hand. She's always going to be facilitating. And now you add the fact that she can go off and have a double-double out of nowhere with the rebounds, adding that she's a good three-point shooter. She's an effective scorer, and she is the help that they need sometimes in terms of scoring. That 23.5 points rebound assist feels like a really, really good bet. So that's how I play Courtney Williams if I had to.
Yeah, and I think one other one, that Kelsey Mitchell is at 17.5. They're giving plus money. I mean, she's a scorer. She is the scorer on that team as far as I'm
concerned. She's always good for 20.
Yeah, so plus money at 17.5. I really like that as well.
I think I'm going to go Marina Mabry, 20 plus at plus 260. You know, she's been really, really good for this team. Like, that's such a good, like, it was such a good pickup. And I just think about where they'd be at if they had Isabel Harrison too. Like, this team would be really, really freaking good. But, like, she was such a good pickup for them in all season and really been able to help alleviate the scoring for Kalia Copper. So if they do clamp down on Kalia Copper, if they do make it harder for her, I think Mary Mabry, especially if she gets hot from three, like, she goes scoring over this 20-plus. So plus 260 for Marina Mabry. We may be hearing that bet again from me later on in the show. Before we get to the last game played tonight, though, got to get us paid one more time. And we're talking about my guys, Underdog Fantasy. Because Underdog Fantasy Best Ball Mania 4 is here, and they're giving away $15 million in prizes. Plenty of ways to win in the NBA, NHL, MLB using their player prop parlays. Head over to UnderdogFantasy.com. Use promo code SGPN for 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN. And because we're talking about the player prop parlays, I'm going to give one out, giving out the play that I just talked about, which is Courtney Williams. Over 23.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Let's take the higher there. Where's Marina Mabry? I'm going to add her there, taking her over 15.5 points. Let's go and – so we're at 3x our payout here. So let's go get – let's go get Asia. Asia, I like your Asia talk. Asia should have a good game. This is a really big moment. I think the game goes unders, but I think she still gets hers on the inside. Let's take Asia Wilson over 20.5 points. So we're at 6x. Let's go for a 10xer. And of course, Alyssa Thomas over 6.5 assists. There we go. That's our 10xer player prop parlay in Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you, if you haven't, sign up, promo code SGPN for 100% deposit match on $100.
Yeah, I'm about, I think, 20 Best Ball Mania drafts in already, and I did 4 Puppy Twos alone last night, and I'm going to do another one probably today. So I love Underdog. I don't even care half the time if I win money. I just like it because it keeps me occupied.
You're talking to somebody who was a semi quarterfinalist, whatever. I was pretty far up. I wasn't there where I was. People are like, "Oh, you were there," but I was there. Just know I was there. Like I made one more week, and I was making a lot of money. I lost the last week before you can make a lot of money.
Yeah, I made the finals of I think it was sophomore, junior, or rookie sophomore. At one point was in the lead for the whole contest in the final. And I was so nervous, and then I ended up finishing like sixth. And there's a big drop-off between first and sixth, let me tell you.
And that's where I was like, man, if I won this week, I was walking away with a good little chunk of change. Yeah. I'm like, dang, I was like right there. And so that also like, you know me, get a little inside my own head.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, But Greg doesn't have the athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, let's talk about the last game. We got to talk about tonight here. Las Vegas. Not Las Vegas. Whoa. The Los Angeles Sparks are on the road going to play the Seattle Storm. Open up as a -1 point favorite on the road. They went up to -3.5. 164.5 is the total. Actually down half a point from 165. So interesting there. Moving on, injury report here, and I see Azaree Stevens has big news. She is, first of all, shout out to Azaree Stevens. And matter of fact, I need the clips team to clip this. If y'all listening to this, clip this for me so we post it. Shout out to Azaree Stevens for rolling up to HBCU night in the only, the best HBCU, North Carolina A&T. Shout out to Azaree Stevens for pulling up and then mentioning me back Aggie Pride. Let me find out. Azaree Stevens got some Aggie Pride in her for sure. So definitely appreciate you pulling up to the game in my alma mater and showing some love to the Aggies and HBCUs as a whole. Appreciate the Sparks for having that HBCU night. But of course, I got to shout out my squad. So shout out to A&T. Azaree Stevens back in the lineup. Katie Lou Samuelson and Jasmine Thomas are both out. And then we don't have any type of injuries reported for the Storm. So it looks like everybody is a go there. Okay. I believe I tweeted it out. And the Storm didn't cover that last game. They were oh so close to covering.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm actually kind of glad that I didn't hit that Storm bet. Because if I did, there was no reason for me to hit that bet. They were out of that game. There was no reason for me to hit that bet. And if I did hit it, I don't think that I ever would have faded the Storm another point in the season, because that would have been two that they shouldn't have had that they would have gave us.
I still think about that, the first one that you're probably talking
with
about.
With Dallas.
Yeah, I'm...
So it's just like, but now I'm at the point where I'm sitting here saying, man, they almost gave us two. They might be able to do this. Like, this Storm team, aside from the large, you know, and really the Liberty was like a get up spot for them. But like, aside from like the Aces, who we knew would probably blow them out by 40, it wasn't a surprise to anybody. But like, they're covering these games. So are you backing the Storm getting almost two possessions here?
No, I'm going to Sparks on this one. I got it yesterday at 2.5. I still like it at 3.5. The Sparks are low-key a very enjoyable team to watch. There's a lot of different players on there that I find myself just – I just enjoy watching that team. And I think I don't – with the Storm besides Jewel Lloyd, where –
But they're getting it done. Like, that's the thing. People are stepping up. That I had the same thoughts. But people step up for them. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no, I know, but eventually I'm thinking it has to stop sometime, right? Like you said, I don't know. I think the points here is just not enough. I think it's a small amount for the Sparks to cover. So I'm with, I know I still have that Dallas game in the back of my head when the Storm covered, but
The Sparks. They almost covered. I don't know, man. This joint is going back to Seattle. Like, what if they catch, like, okay, Jewel had 37. Granted, can I just pencil anybody in for 37 in the WNBA? No. But, dog, if Jewel came out here and dropped another 30, would you be surprised? No.
No, I was going to say, and so if it's anybody like, you're going to pencil in, it's her.
Easy is basically a walk-in. Double double, Easy McVeigar. She's basically a walking double double. Like, I don't know, man. They're just getting people to step up. I'm back in the Storm here, man. They just find ways to just do it and be able to cover some of these games. And so, I'm gonna find just put them down to find something at home. Maybe it's Sammy Whitcomb coming off the bench, three-point shooter. If she hits three threes in the, coming off the bench, that's a really, really big, you know, extra boost for them. Jewel caught fire from three, man. She caught fire from three in that last one. But Kia Nurse didn't really have that good a game. If she has another good, like that, it's a bunch of things that can go different. And Los Angeles defense still isn't there yet. Like, Kurt Miller hasn't gotten that defense to where he wants it to be yet. So it's just like, if I think there's going to be a bunch of points scored, I got to take the dog. So give me Seattle plus 3.5. Seattle sprinkle on the money line for me to split this back-to-back game set that they got going on. Let's go to that total, because that total did drop half a point, but I'm fading it. I don't believe in it. Both of these defenses are bad. I handicapped this on my Instagram at @really_real_. And I had it on the picks page. Go onto our picks page when we don't have shows. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WNBA-picks. That's the link there. I was all over. I locked it up. I was all over the over. Both of these two teams were bad teams. And I was expecting, it was a trend of team total overs going over of one team that winless on the road. Like, it was some crazy trend, and it's like 17-5 now, or like 17 or something. Yeah, I think it's like 17-5 now. It's a really, really crazy good trend to look at for next season. But man, I think this Storm team, it's desperation. Just like that Lynx team, I think it's desperation at this point. You got to get one on the board. I think they go get one on the board tonight. That's leading me all over to the over 165, 164.5, whatever you get it at. I think this goes flying over. We see something that's in the 80s, both sides, like a 89-86 type of game, something like that.
Yeah, I'm with you on the over. It's at 165. I was thinking in my head somewhere both teams probably easily get over 80, so we're already at 160 there. And so, yeah, I think I'm with you. I think this one's going to go pretty – it's going to be a shootout. And I think Jewel Lloyd's probably going to have another ridiculous game, and we'll be talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about it now with the props. Jewel's
26.5.
She's good for it, man. Yeah. And that's one of my favorite players in W. She's good for it. I can never – tell somebody not to take Jewel, even though I know she can have her days where she's just not efficient, and that really kills you. But I can never just not tell you to take Jewel. But the person that I want to talk about is Easy Beggar.
Absolutely.
Because there's somewhat of an adjustment. I'm seeing a consensus line for her points prop at 9. So that's consensus. So there's probably some 8.5s around there. Maybe there's a 9.5 by a book or two that gets it, and they're pushing it up. But for the majority, you're seeing 8.5 for Easy. Like, let's look at underdogs. Since we
were talking points or rebounds?
Rebounds.
Okay, just
rebounds. My bad.
Rebounds. It was.
Yeah, so it's a 9.5 on underdog. Let's see what we see.
DraftKings is 9.5, and I can tell you this: right before we went live, I went through the props. It was at 8.5. I have it written here.
Okay, so you had it went up. So FanDuel has
maybe it was FanDuel.
FanDuel has 8.5 at -146. Granted, I like it at 9.5 as well, because she's been a double-double machine. But, of course, you want the 8.5. Some people may choose to lay juice. Some other people may say they want to catch, you know, plus money value. So whatever you say, I think she's good on rebounds. She's been doing it every single time. Like, every single time she's been doing it. And so I'm just going to keep rolling a hot hand. Like, I'm just keep rolling a hot hand there.
Double-double machine. I mean, I was thinking the same thing. I was even looking at her points at 12.5. I mean, if we think she's going to have a double-double already, that's 10.
You're right there.
Really, really out of the, you know, out of the realm. So.
Yeah, no, you're right there. And so, all right. Give me a NECA over 8.5 rebounds as well. She's been killing on the boards.
That last game, I watched it and I was like, you have got to be kidding. And for the first time ever, something happened to me over this weekend. I was cheering for Sabalee's points and rebounds, thinking I bet it. Don't know what planet I was on, but I didn't. But it hit. They both hit, and I was really excited until I looked and realized
that. And looked at your bankroll and said, oh, this didn't get in.
Because I bet on her every game, so I swore I did it. But, yeah, she's on fire too.
All right. Let's move on to the lock and dog portion of the show. Gindy, I will toss it over to you, sir. What's your lock and dog for the night?
So I'm with you on the lock. The Aces and Sun under 167. Did you do first half or did you do the game?
So I went the under just for the game. 167.5.
I'm with you on that one as my lock. As my dog, I'm actually parlaying, and we've kind of talked about the player props. I really like Wilson and Copper to both go over 20 tonight. Okay. So, I mean, that's plus 302.
Okay. That's good. And that doesn't,
I feel like that's,
yeah, that feels very, very, I'm going to have to put that down. For 302, it seems like they're walking to 20. So, yeah.
If anybody wants to order it down, I mean, you can get Copper 20 alone for plus 150 as a, you know, normal dog without the parlay. I
appreciate you not coming out here dropping puppy picks.
Yeah.
302 is a good dog.
How crazy I was going to get, but I'm still trying to, you know, get my feet wet here. I'm looking at Wilson Copper 20 plus and adding Ezzy as well for plus 994 just to get her 12.5. So
yeah, no, I think it's fun.
Happy that we finally have so many more player props to play around with.
Yes, and it's growing. Yeah. It's growing. It's because of shows like this right here. It's because people tap into this right here. That's why I'm so happy about this show, because the more people tap into space, the more options they give you. All right.
They even have specials out on DraftKings, I think, for the first time I've ever saw, where they have specials of...
What's the special?
They have like 20 different ones, but like Storm to Win and Ezzy over 15 plus 380.
Ezzy over
550.
They're kind of scaring me. I don't want them to be jinxing what I got. Because you know them specials be...
I don't really
think it is good, and it don't. Yeah. I hope I'm going to have to watch out. And I'm going to look. And I'm going to see if
they... You were saying going over 30. They have Joel Lloyd 30 plus and Ezzy over 10 rebounds plus 600. I mean, there's just... The point of this is they're finally getting smart and giving us what we want, at least, and I love more things to bet on. So keep them going, right, please.
Moonoff is in the chat, and he's saying tick, 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 because the NBA gambling podcast guys are ready to get started. Let me give you my lock and dog here. For my lock, let me go to... Give me Chicago in the first half. I will take a first half line on the Chicago Sky and just say they continue to build off of what they did. The Fever, a little bit sluggish in the early part of the game on the road, but Fever have been scrappy, but it's been towards the end of games a lot of the time. So I'll take a first half on the Chicago Sky, -2.5, -120, betting that today. And for my dog... Or should I have did? No, because I don't want too much exposure. Okay, I still like that Chicago Sky play. I really, really do. But I really want Marina Mabry points, because I think that she's going to have a good game today. So what I'm going to do here is for my lock. So there is still a lock on that Chicago Sky play. For my official lock, I'm going to the Seattle Storm. Give me the Seattle Storm plus 3.5. They get it done today. They win outright. That's my official lock. And for my dog... Give me Marina Mabry, 20-plus points, plus 260. Very much so. Did not want to miss out on Seattle because plus 126 isn't donkey enough. So Marina Mabry, plus 260, 20-plus points. She catches fire from three today, hits about four threes, gets there for me pretty easily, finishes with 22. Gindy, anything else for the people before we get up out of here?
I wish you luck on that one. I sweat Mabry over the – the weekend pretty hard. She just got, I think, 14 and a half on four foul shots at the end of the game. And she missed them. So, 20, you're going to be sweating tonight,
back,
I think.
Hey, back at the crib, she's been – like, she's been really good. She's got a 20-piece at home versus Dallas. But, again, Dallas defense. But, yeah, I think the Fever, if we catch them on a bad defensive night, they're going to leave her open a number of times. 19 up here, 15, 17. She's been around there. I'm rocking with her. So, that's other a good call by me.
Yeah. Other than that, just get on my soapbox again and tell everybody to – watch WNBA. The games were absolutely phenomenal this weekend. Like, amazing. From start to finish.
What day was it where all three games came inside of, like, a couple of possessions? Was that Sunday?
Yeah, that was Sunday. It was the Aces.
All three games were really, really good. And then you got to watch the freaking NBA Finals after that. Like, come on, man. Hoops never stops around here. Trying to tell y'all, Hoops never stops. Make sure you follow him at Gendiana Jones. Follow me at reallyreal__. You make sure you are subscribed to the NBA Gambling Podcast, where we have all of these shows going on WNBA, NBA on YouTube, NBA Gambling Podcast on YouTube. You can be able to catch all of that live. If you're listening to the podcast version, make sure you leave a review while doing so. Make sure you go wherever you get your podcast, leave a review. Make sure you subscribe if you're not listening to podcasts. If you're on the YouTube portion, fine. Stay on YouTube, but go subscribe to the podcast version as well. Appreciate you. Other than that, I have nothing else to say, nothing else to do, no other way of ending the podcast. I'm just going to end it like this. We are out of here.